Welcome to Ruby's Literature Set Corner. This is your host, Ruby Pettis Fry. This episode, we will be talking about Herman Melville's novel Moby Dick and how it relates to today's society and its effect on society throughout the 19th and 20th centuries. I'd like to give a shout out to our sponsors, Queequeg Tattoo Removal and the International Whale Lovers Association. When I finished reading Moby Dick, I came to the realization that this book was way ahead of its time. The book was published in 1851, at a time in America when the model citizen was white, heterosexual, and Protestant. Moby Dick tackles the tough issues of race, religion, and sexual orientation many times throughout the story, set in a time when those issues were not a public debate. At the beginning of the book, the narrator, Ishmael, a white man, feels uncomfortable after meeting Queequeg for the first time. Queequeg is a tall, dark Polynesian man covered in tattoos. However, once they're forced to share a bed and get to know each other a little better, Ishmael says,
"I stood looking at him a moment. For all his tattooings, he was on the whole a clean, comely-looking cannibal. What's all this fuss I have been making about?" thought I to myself. "The man's a human being, just as I am. He has just as much reason to fear me as I have to be afraid of him."
Back in the 1850s, white men would rarely ever view someone with a darker complexion as a fellow human being. Colored people were thought of as savages and oftentimes did not have the same rights as white people. It is incredibly significant that Melville decided to show how Ishmael, a white man, comes to the realization that Queequeg is also a man who deserves respect, regardless of what color his skin is or what culture he comes from. Although racism is not as obvious today as it was in the 1850s, there are still many disadvantages colored people and people from other cultures must endure. I think that if more people had the realization that Ishmael had, which is that we are all humans and deserving of respect, regardless of our skin color or culture, our society would be much more tolerant and understanding. Additionally, Melville made the crew of the Pequod a very diverse group of men. They all come from different backgrounds and are each capable to bring their unique skills to help the rest of the crew. Captain Ahab is a white man who has lived a lonely life and has lost his leg to a whale. He is the captain of the Pequod and is in charge of the crew. Ishmael is a white man from Manhattan who wants to go on an adventure and sees whaling as the perfect opportunity. Fidala is a Parsi Zoroastrian from Southern Asia. Starbuck is the first mate of the boat and he is a white Quaker from Nantucket. Queequeg is Polynesian and a very skilled harpooner. Stubb is the second mate and is a white man from Cape Cod. Tashtego is a Native American Indian from Gayhead, a town on Martha's Vineyard. Flask is the third mate and a native of Tisbury, also on Martha's Vineyard. His harpooner is Dagu, an African man. These men are able to overcome the very popular racist attitudes of American society in the 1850s and work together to make it a successful whaling adventure. Melville was also able to successfully incorporate controversial topics into this book that got people thinking about race. People today should take notice of the crew members of the Pequod and realize that race is not an excuse to dislike a person and not work with them. I'd like to reiterate that a big takeaway from this book is that we're all human and deserve respect from one another, regardless of skin tone or differences in culture. Right now, we're going to hear a word from our sponsors, and later we will talk about religion and Moby Dick and how Melville made the crew of the Pequod a progressive thinking group of men.
We don't live in the 1850s anymore. If you're covered in tattoos, just like Queequeg, and you regret one of your designs, come see us today. We specialize in painless tattoo removal at a competitive rate. Call us at 1-800-QUEEQUEG. We're Queequeg Tattoo Removal, and we are located at the intersection of Pequod and Rachel Streets in New Bedford, Massachusetts.
Welcome back to Ruby's Literature Corner. Before the break, we were talking about the role of race in Moby Dick and how people today can learn about tolerance from a book written in a time when tolerance was not abundant in American society. Right now, I'd like to shift the discussion to religion in Moby Dick. In chapter 17, Ishmael talks about religion and says,
I cherish the greatest respect towards everybody's religious obligations, never mind how comical, and could not find it in my heart to undervalue even a congregation of ants worshiping a toadstool.
He also says,
I say we good Presbyterian Christians should be charitable in these things and not fancy ourselves so vastly superior to other mortals, pagans, and whatnot because of our half-crazy conceits on these subjects.
This attitude towards religion that Melville gives to Ishmael is incredibly forward-thinking, especially for the 1850s America. Back then, it was very common for some Christians to believe they were far superior to people of other religions, and that they were sure that the ones who believed that they were sure they were the ones who believed in the one true God. Today, especially in Trump's America, many Christian extremists are very vocal that people who do not follow their religion are going to hell for not agreeing with them on fundamental ideas of religion. These people can really learn something from Ishmael that as long as their religion is not hurting anyone, then it is easy to respect someone for maintaining their religious beliefs, whatever they may be. Moby Dick is a book everyone should read, in my opinion, because it teaches religious tolerance and people from both the 1850s and today could learn something from it. Right now, we are going to go to a commercial break, and when we return, I would like to lastly discuss sexual orientation in Moby Dick and how Herman Melville was a very modern thinking man who expressed some of his ideas in this novel. Save the whales! Become a member of the International Whale Lovers Association and receive a free commemorative whale t-shirt. Go online to www.welovewhales.org to register today. Welcome back to Ruby's Literature Corner. Before the break, we were talking about the role of religion in Moby Dick and how people today can learn about religious tolerance from a book written in the 1850s. Right now, I would like to shift the discussion to sexual orientation in Moby Dick. Melville implied and described a lot of romantic and sexual encounters between Ishmael and Queequeg. The entirety of Chapter 10 details how Ishmael and Queequeg woke up in the morning after sharing a bed together at the Spouter Inn before leaving for their whaling voyage. Ishmael says,
I began to be sensible of strange feelings. I felt a melting in me. Wild he was, a very sight of sights to see, yet I began to feel myself mysteriously drawn towards him. And those same things that would have repelled most others, they were the very magnets that thus drew me. I made some friendly signs and hints, doing my best to talk to him. At first he noticed these advances, but presently, upon my referring to his last night's hospitalities, he made out to ask me whether we were again to be bedfellows. I told him yes, whereas I thought he looked pleased, perhaps a little complimented.
Back in the 1850s and up until relatively recently, being gay or bisexual was not only taboo but illegal and considered indecent. By making Ishmael and Queequeg bisexual or homosexual, Melville took a huge risk. People in the mid-1800s and 1900s could have rejected his book or gotten it banned because of the homosexual nature of some of the characters in their descriptions. However, the book gained traction and popularity because of its philosophy and great adventure story. In the process, I think people began to see homosexuality in a different light because of the romantic and normal way it was portrayed. That's the end of the podcast today. I'd like to thank my audience for tuning in, and I'd like to give a shout-out to my quote narrator, my delightful father, Jorge Perez Vinalet, and our sponsors, Queequeg Tattoo Removal and the International Whale Lovers Association.